Kenora, local potter Kiefer Floriel has been quite busy rising to the occasion on the CBC's new pottery competition show, including a recent Potter of the Week decoration ahead of the series semi-finals. Since the start of February, Floriel has been comporting on the Great Canadian Pottery Throwdown, which is a Canadian adaptation of a popular show that's aired in the United States, United Kingdom and beyond. Each week, potters compete against each other in both special competitions and shorter throwdowns, meant to ratchet up the pressure while racing against the clock. Despite making it to the Final Four, Floriel, known by many in town for the beautiful work he creates under Kiefer Floriel Pottery, told the Miner & News he nearly gave up on the idea of competing before auditioning for the show. "I was ready to quit. The first pot that I threw was at the auditions, first in 3 months," he said. Hesitant and concerned about seeming vain for going on a TV show, Floriel explained that his grandfather eventually helped put things into a different perspective. He told Floriel, "Don't think of this as a vanity thing. Think of this as pushing your career forward and do it for all the people that have supported you throughout your journey. It's important for the community and for students to see that. What you make is of value." And Floriel has definitely proven that to be true. The competition's judges, ceramic artists Natalie Waddell and Brendan Tang, have named him the winner of one mini-challenge and one weekly challenge so far. His first place piece was a functioning lamp adorned with his original drawings, which he said was meant to speak to his identity. Floriel's incorporation of his drawings in his pottery has caught the judge's eye more than once over the course of the season. Tang noted that as a person of color himself, he doesn't often see racialized people in fantasy artwork like the way Floriel depicted black people amongst dragons on his lamp. His journey hasn't exactly been pain-free, though. Before winning the weekly challenge in the series' fourth episode, one of Floriel's pots shattered in the firing process the week before. "Coming back from that and winning was a pivotal moment for him," he said, and he credits judges Waddell and Tang for pushing him out of his comfort zone. While making the aforementioned lamp, Floriel said he thought of his grandmother and drew from the heart. "It was all off the dial," he said. "So that was such a triumph in my mind." The judges pick a winner for each episode's main challenge, but in the end, they also have to send one of the contestants home. While Floriel's lamp turned out to be both structurally sound and beautifully designed, Michael Wood, his friend and a potter from New Brunswick, wasn't so lucky, with a significant crack in his. "The wins are overshadowed by the losses," said Floriel about Wood leaving the show, "but it felt good to bring one home for Kenora." Floriel, who is 27 years old, was born in Kenora and went to school in the U.S. before eventually moving to Winnipeg. "Kenora definitely was home base," he said, and growing up, he spent his summers there fishing with his uncle and grandfather. "Fishing is cathartic, and in that sense, it is similar to pottery," said Floriel, who often incorporates fish prints into his pieces. "When you get a good result, it's so rewarding because nothing's promised," he explained. "Clay is from the earth, so pottery just seems so congruent with anything naturally inspired. By using a technique inspired by the Japanese, called Gyotaku, Floriel presses the painted bodies of fish onto his pottery as a way of printing. In another episode, he left the judges impressed with a fish-printed serving tray despite it being cracked. "As someone from northwestern Ontario, as well as a black man and as a former football player, Floriel knows he doesn't exactly fit the mold of the stereotypical potter. Being a minority is hard," he said, "but there are so few potters in general that the community almost has to be tight-knit. There's so much you can connect with just based on, 'I'm doing something no one understands,'" said Floriel. "I could talk to a Korean potter and other than the language barrier, we would have so much to talk about. If the potter community is small, the black potter community is even smaller, so Floriel makes an effort to branch out and keep up with them through social media," he said. While, thankfully, overt racism hasn't been a part of Floriel's decade-long journey as a potter, he has had to navigate ideas and others' perceptions of him that are rooted in toxic masculinity. "When you're a young man, if you're doing anything outside of sports or music or something like that, you're corny," he explained. We just don't want to do anything that can be possibly perceived as not cool. But I really do something because I enjoy doing it, regardless of what's going on, said Florial. Since the Great Canadian Pottery Throwdown aired, he's been hosting viewing parties at Lake of the Woods Brewing Company and visiting schools across town. It feels good to make people proud, make people excited, and put Kenora on the map a little bit. Despite the show marking his location as Winnipeg, one of Florial's first creations for the show was an ashtray dedicated to Lake of the Woods. Florial wants to work in schools and with children who are interested in the arts more often in the future. I just want to be there to be an avenue because I'm 27, and I'm still looking for guidance, he said. He wants those kids to know that their skills are useful and of more value than you'll ever be able to process. The Great Canadian Pottery Thrown Down is available to stream for free on CBC Gem, and Episode 7, titled, Calm Waters, will air as the beginning of the show's semi-finals on March 29. Kenora Minor and News, Local Journalism Initiative.